The National Park Service inherited the Civil War battlefields from the War Department in 1933. And the Park Service for the next 60 years continued the interpretation that the War Department had put on it. And it was very much a, this is where this unit stood, and that is where that unit stood, and they fired at each other, and there were so many casualties. Very much about the mechanics of the battle and lines. And, of course, all these battlefields then and some continue to be marked by statues and monuments and so forth. And so the story virtually began the day of the battle, on the morning of. And the Park Service continued that because it was safe. 1933 is still a segregated United States. The Department of the Army played to a virtual white audience at the battlefield parks. But there was no, absolute no suggestion of why the war began. It just happened. And so there was no talk about slavery, no talk about secession to protect slavery. And that continued up until 1998, when a group of superintendent managers of these places decided that the sesquicentennial of the Civil War was coming up in a few years. Scholarship had moved on from 1933, 1953, and 1983. Brilliant scholars were doing wonderful things, talking about the coming of the Civil War and the reasons for secession. And they met in Nashville, Tennessee in August of 1998 and said, we need to start talking about this. And decided other issues as well. But the primary issue was, we're going to talk about the coming of the war. It's not going to be the sole focus, but we're going to do it as preamble to the visitors. And slowly but surely, every park has developed some kind of program dealing with why the South felt the need to secede, and that, of course, was based on the need to protect slavery. There was quite a backlash from that. The Park Service received maybe 2,500 cards and letters from people all over the United States and other parts of the world protesting, calling the Park Service politically correct because it was talking about slavery. Everybody knew the South didn't secede because of slavery. It seceded because of states' rights. And because I was chief historian, it became sort of fell to me to defend the National Park Service.
You even went to some public meetings that were a bit heated. The one I'm thinking of was in Texas, maybe?
Well, there were several, sure. I was invited to go to a number of gatherings. Some were official Sons of Confederate Veterans gatherings. Some were just Civil War gatherings who people were curious about what the Park Service was doing. Some very accusatory, some just curious about what was going on. Many people didn't agree with what the Park Service was doing. There's a large group of people in this country who still want to believe that the South seceded in the defense of states' rights. It's an easier solution. It's grandfather ends up fighting for something other than bondage, human mm-hmm. bondage. And so some of them got a little hostile, never threatening. It turns out that I had been wounded in Vietnam, and so I have a Purple Heart. And I started wearing the lapel pin to a lot of these meetings. And that helped a little bit. It sort mm-hmm. of calmed the waters. It sort of created that I wasn't just a suit from Washington. I actually mm-hmm. was a wounded combat veteran. And that established some sort of common ground to discuss these issues.